Blog Talk Radio.
Young ladies, can I get your attention? This is real important. So I need for you to listen. Have you ever been in the type of situation? You fell in love with the boy who you were dating. He wanted sex, you really wasn't ready, but you did it anyway, thinking y'all would go steady. Then 2 weeks went by, you haven't heard a word. He calls you up and says this relationship won't work. You feel hurt, you realize you should've thought about it before you opened up your thighs. Well, listen sis, everything'll be alright. He may have took your love, but don't let him take your pride. And now you know to think before you make the wrong mistakes. Cause if he really love you, I promise you he'll wait. So it's never too late to hold your head up high. Don't settle for a penny, God made you the dime. Yeah, he made you the finest, price above rubies. Girl, you're a star, and your life is a movie. Yeah, you should probably get an Oscar for the leading role that you play. You got the whole world watching. So show them that you're worth the wait.
You are more than what your past said. He gave you beauty for your ashes. Of being many scars, but he's here to fix your broken heart.
Being raped and abused puts a hole in your heart, so you walk around with low self-esteem. You've been touched so many times, you turn into a sex fiend. You never really knew how a man should treat you. Every time you saw mama, she was black and blue. Daddy beat her up when he came home drunk, so you never knew the difference from a man and a punk. But starting right now, it stops here. God's got a word, please open up your ears. You're the temple where the Holy Ghost resides, so you're the finest thing that money can't buy. Come with Christ, the means that you're the best. They chase you even more if you show a little less. And let's not forget, if you commit to abstinence, then your body's so high the average man can't afford it. Like the economy in recession, I pray to God you fall in love with your reflection. Cause if you don't, then who will? You gotta stop telling men how to make you feel. See, God loves you deeper than the hate that was caused by the tears running down your face. I just pray to God heals you from all your scars, because your past never defines who you are.
You are more than what your past is. He gave you beauty for your ashes. Just being hurt can cause so many scars, but he's here to fix your broken heart.
Your face,
the same.
That you need better. People only take your love for granted when you let them. Sometimes you gotta know when to stop it. Just because it's normal doesn't mean it isn't toxic. I know you holding on, you in love with potential. So focus on the future that you overlook the issues. Everything inside telling you to walk away. But just because you love them doesn't mean that you should stay. Baby, I'm just being honest, you know this gon' break your heart. But I'd rather tell the truth than let it tear you apart. You give everything to people who neglect you. Works so hard for people who ain't never gonna respect you. Disregard your feelings just like everybody else do. I don't mean no harm, listen, I'm just trying to help you. Maybe you can see that real love won't forget you. Real love won't forget you.
I wish someone would've said love would be this hard. Cause I've got no one to cage me if ever I fall. If it's just one step after the other, like they say, why is it so hard to walk away from each other?
You never love me for me. More in love with what I could be. Open your heart and watch me fumble the key. Yeah, another sick cycle we begun to repeat. Took Ariel, giving up your voice under the sea. Struggle to breathe, huh? Plenty of fish turned to crabs in the bucket, yeah. Way before COVID, we were masked in public, yeah. Only thing we fear is time and the passing the judgment. I like it, you love it, you lack it. I leave it back to the subject. You've been breaking your back. I've been bending the truth. All this work that I done put in, thought I'd given you proof. See, play it, go switch, magician, go poof, yeah. And even still been running through my mind just like enemy troops. Cause you the bomb, girl. Reminisce of Vietnam, girl. You try to fight the feeling, but you knew it all along. Mr. Right would do you wrong. Now your face is in your palm. Been jaded by the charm. It's too late to raise alarm. Raise alarm.
I wish someone would've said love would be this hard. Cause I've got no one to cage me if ever I fall. If it's just one step after the other, like they say, why is it so hard to walk away from each other?
Everybody, how are you doing? Welcome to Big Girl Talk. I want to give a shout out to my mother who will be hosting with me on today. I just wanted to say hello to all of my viewers, all of our fans, all of our investors, all of our all of those that are praying, and all of the audience, all of my do I have a following list? Oh, snap, wait a minute, I think I do. Well, anyway, it's very sultry and very quiet on this evening. It's raining and it's pouring out. Just wanted to say, hey, everybody. Go ahead, Ma. Tell them what the topic is for today. And okay, wonder what's going on here. I think the technology bug and the gremlins got us. Can you hear us? Co-host. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for hanging in there. I had actually begun by sharing with our audience that we were in the middle of a storm here, and we had a lot going on. It's really, really dark. Queen is out, and she's coming to you live from her office in her vehicle, running some. She has some important meetings to get to. So we do want to, I just want to go back and recap some of what I was talking about. I want to talk about one of our biggest sponsors and supporters, whose mother is in the hospital today. I'm not going to say her name on the air right now. I don't have permission to do that. However, I do want to just give that moment and thank everyone for still staying on live, even during the technical issues and concerns right now because of the storm. I was actually talking about building and how we build and set our foundations up, not just our company and our business. And when I was introducing you and you came in, I said, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about building. And that's because you couldn't hear me, could you?
I could not. I just thought I was supposed to be starting the show, and I was out here every time the song paused or a song went off. I was like, hello, everybody, good evening. Live from my office outside with the rain droplets. And I'm like, hello.
If you come across this segment, it's going to probably be torn down and re-edited anyway. However, if you come across this, let this be a sign of what you do and then being prepared. So I know some of you came in and you probably heard the music playing for a moment, and then that was for some dedication for those who ride with us, who move with us, who support us. And so I just wanted to do that while we were trying to iron out what was happening with the technology. So in the future, we'll be coming through. Mm-hmm. Say that again, Queen.
It was the aliens and their voice. You know, the aliens is out.
No, I don't believe it was an alien. I think it was just a continuation of a part of my day. That's one of those moments that make you go, what they say, WTF?
Yeah.
Or, well, I know it's not. I'm just joking, guys. It wasn't that serious. But it was just a moment of just recognition and preparation. Mm-hmm. And being able to be prepared for anything. Don't let nothing catch you slipping. How about that? Don't let anything catch you slipping. Be prepared. You know, you guys may not have been able to hear me talk. You may have heard some silence. We're going to call that a moment of silence for meditation and prayer. That's what you should have been doing. when you don't hear nobody talking and technology falls, just meditate. Meditate on Jesus. There you go. Meditate on Jesus until we can bring it back into some harmony. We should always be in a place of meditation and prayer anyway. But, Queen, how's it going today? How are you doing? Share with our audience how you're feeling and what's going on with you in your life.
My life, I have some new endeavors. I have to constantly be in reminder that these new endeavors that are coming into play, I was this day old when I realized I have to keep reaffirming and refreshing and replenishing my belief system when it comes to when I think the going is getting tough and the tough is getting going, when I feel like my back is against the wall after God has said something or given me a confirmation about something, we got to know that our Father is no liar. That's the reminder. He's no liar. And just because we see what we see, there are far more other things out there that we do not see that are aiding and protecting and watching over us. And for me, some of these new endeavors, there is a lot of structuring and a lot of sharpening. But I had to meditate earlier. Meditate. You know that word? And have a silence and feel good and then know at some point that let me be at peace because it's already done. It's already done. I got a message that it will work. And yes, indeed, it will work. Things work out. Nothing is nailed down. So you got to be ready. Change is always going to be inevitable. These things are going to happen. And so, I remember. And then, you know, it was so strange. Last night, I was thinking about Emmett Till. I was talking to one of my girlfriends who happens to be a sister of the lighter hue. And never knew who that was. And just this morning, I see on Blackout Media on my Instagram page where they bum-rushed the senior facilities where the woman who was responsible for his death was staying. And all I'm saying is, you know, I know that we can be angry, and I know we want revenge, but God is our vindicator. God's vindicator. No, we can get in. We can't allow the beast or our anger to get us into a place of stagnation because that's exactly what it does. Now everybody is all distracted and trying to find, you know, a way to make up or fight for something. And not that no disrespect, because with all praises and honors due to God and to young Emmett Till, you know, that was horrible. If we are really going to get to where we need to be as a community, as people, we have to heal. Healed people are going to heal people. But if you're still hurt and you're still angry and you haven't done the work to really get over all of that trauma right now and all of these key points are sitting and they're just pointing out to you over and over and over again, I don't know what to tell you. You have all of these things that's telling you your revenge is your paper. Shut up and stop trying to fight war and go get your paper. Go get your business. Go register your stuff. Go buy your land. Get your family. All y'all pile together. Go do what y'all got to do so y'all can have what y'all need to have. Do what you got to do now.
I understand what you're saying because when you're saying, because let's just go back because what we're talking about, our personal responsibilities and then community responsibility, that's the first thing. We have a bunch of people who are trying to help and or heal because when we think about our community, everyone, I don't care who you are, when something traumatic happens in a community, everyone thinks church. You're looking for one of the leaders or spiritual leaders somewhere. to bring mm-hmm. some peace and comfort and understanding to the situation. I don't care who you are. You run somewhere to a leader, and you speak to people who inspire you spiritually. So now let's talk about what's happened here in this situation, not just with the young man and his mother and what's going on in the community and what happened in the community so many years ago. It is that pain is still so fresh with people in every yes. community, not just with Black people. That pain yes. is extremely fresh for a lot of people. If you have a heart, that pain is very fresh. It's very real. But now, why are we letting it stay fresh and real to the extent that it will move us to make decisions that will cause us not to just be irresponsible, but even delayed, stagnated, and very ineffective? So I'm just going to stop there with that because there's a lot of opinions that could come out of that. But I do want to go yeah. back to those who are needing healing and how you seek that healing and who you're seeking that healing from.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we putting in place and in position? Because there's a lot of unhealed people, undelivered people trying to lay their hands on or inspire and or talk to people, and they're broken themselves. I'm your mother. I'm your mother, and we have relationships, and I know that there's things that you needed direction and counsel and healing on that I can't mm-hmm. even speak to. And how selfish of it would it be for me to say, don't go get some breakthrough in that area. Don't get some healing. You need to get that process. You know, you and I always use the word process. You got to right. process that situation. Because mm-hmm. if you don't process it, then it's not going to turn out right. Anything that we do or put our hands on, there's a problem. So now when we talk about healing in the community, that is this very serious situation, and it's frustrating. People in our community yeah. are trying to land on a foundation of peace. People are trying to land on a foundation of being able to cope. People are just so desperate that they don't care about anything else. They just want to be able to cope. Can I get through today? Can I get through this next moment? I have experienced some BS or something traumatic or some type of crisis or a disappointment or a letdown, or they have encountered some stuff that they know they should not have encountered. What do I do to get through the next moment, get through the next day, and then stay inspired to continue on? This is where people end up in a place of not just being suicidal or homicidal, but destructive.
And destructive.
Right, right. But look at here. Look, right, and distracted. So, but now destruction comes in many different forms. You have people that just go around and poison relationships and poison people and poison thoughts and poison projects and all kinds of things that shouldn't be. You understand, and we have a direct responsibility, because those angry people that went and turned over that property or have done anything else, believe me, there was a basis to the instigation and a pileup that allowed that balloon to explode or that bomb to go off. When a person gets just so angry that they're beyond coming back and at a point of no return of rage and anger, that's a whole lot of hurt and pain. And believe you, there was something that was there that was instigating, poking, blowing up that air in a hot air balloon. I know we could say and speak to it spiritually and even supernaturally, but now what about the people in the community that did nothing, or even in those individual people's lives that did nothing because they could not do anything to diffuse the situation? What about that? When did we become, and I'm speaking from a perspective as a leader and then a mother in a community, when did we become uninfluencable in our community that we can't even speak to the people in our community? I can tell you how. Because one, you know, some of us are just so busybody. We run around. We in everybody's business all over the place where we shouldn't be, and focus watching. People watch what we do and how we do it. We're losing respect of how we walk, being wishy-washy people, not being committed to what we're doing, not keeping our word and what we're doing. You know, no discipline or consistency. You know, so now we're losing those, you know, not just in the church, if you will, but the influence that we should have as leaders. We should be able to go to, I remember once upon a time, I could go out on the corners of Baltimore, New York City, and even now, and speak to those and who people consider menaces to society and say, hey, wait a minute, let's rethink this. Let's stop. And they would talk to me. They would listen. Mm-hmm. They would take the suggestions. So you're going down the wrong path. You don't want to do that. You know, don't do this thing here. There's another option. There's a way out. Yeah, I know they owe you some money, but let's do this. Yeah, I know they deceived you, but let's try this. Yeah, I know they turned you into the police, but let's do this. I know they dropped a dime on you, but how about this? There was always a solution and an option that kept people alive to see another day and out of jail or facility, you understand, to keep on moving and or away from that, you know what, I need to escape that next high, that next hope. There was always a place of influence and respect, you know, and so that's what it just causes us to be able to show up. And that's the community that I really want, that I love and I want to support. You know, and you know, Monica, we have a lot of different groups and people that we mentor, we work with. You know, I discern, and you guys know I don't mix everybody together and introduce people, because that could be a calamity in itself, because to be misrepresented in the wrong place and at the wrong time, you know, it's not good. It's really not good. However, we do want to be in a position of discernment and being able to be a responsible influence, because people are angry. People are hurt. They're disappointed. Wow. There's such a community of apathy and mistrust till it's not even funny. You know what I mean? Everyone's looking at everybody like, you can hurt me. You're going to hurt me. I know you're going to let me down already, and so I ain't going to work with you, or this ain't going my way. And then there's such a sense of entitlement, too. There's a sense of, like, wait a minute. No, hold on. This isn't even natural. And if I didn't live it and experience it for myself, I would think that we were just all lost. But I know that we do work together. We've heard all kinds of myths that we can't work together, we can't do this together, we can't fellowship together, we can't, women don't get along, and all that. I've heard all of that, and that's a lie. That's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. We can accomplish and reach goals, real goals. We're not all catty with each other. Not all men in business, indoor relationships are dogs. That's not true. Right. That's not true. We can't keep looking at each other in the kingdom, men and women alike, as if we're wrong and deem everybody wrong from the start. You understand? We have to deem everybody in the position that they are, that they're in, and what their capabilities are. True indeed. But we can't, you know, just paint the picture all bad and all wrong from the beginning, because this is a it's a domino effect. Truly indeed, it's a domino effect. And it ends up in our community. It ends up in the community with our sons. It ends up in the community with our daughters. It ends up in a way that people are not just breaking the law and doing illegal things. It ends up in a community where there's violence. And lives are being, oh my goodness, lives are being taken because somebody dropped the vase. How about that? I was going to say drop the ball. But somebody dropped a vase. Someone dropped a vessel. How about that? Someone dropped a vessel. Wow. Someone dropped a vessel. If you've been dropped, how do you pick yourself up? You know what I'm saying? And I had, because, yeah, Yes. So. You, when you were telling me about it, how did you come across the information? I was curious about how you found out what happened.
On my Instagram, Media Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's whoever it is, they just put out, like, they just pump out a lot of different things. Like, there was a young lady, shout out to her, because she decided to find a way to find lighten spots, you know, something to lighten the spots, dark spots on your skin, hyperpigmentation, in her kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And sold out in the same week. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I said, all right. And so, you know, I'm watching because I look at the internet as a place for news, and I look at it and I gauge what's going on, because I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at all these different distractions. Sometimes I'm looking and I'm scrolling down my page and I see mother ducks, and I see the mama duck slide down the rock and then spread her wings out and then catch her babies so they can slide into the water. You know, little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Nature has a way of telling you, hey, it's okay. Hey, this is great. And if the ducks and the animals are in position, and they just in position, they don't know where their food or where their help is coming from. They just get in position. They just be moving. What I'm saying,
wow.
is, even with this situation, with, you know, the information that I found, I was just like, wow, you know, there's nobody is paying attention to the fact that there's probably getting ready to be a recession. You know, nobody is thinking about, well, what's the strategic plan so that we could survive this thing? And I'm
mm-hmm,
thinking
mm-hmm.
about Black Wall Street and what took place there in regards to
right.
who started with the
mm-hmm.
It can happen again, and it looks like it's trying to be on the verge. And so I remember back.
You know
to
what the strategy is? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to interject, because do you know how many people don't even know what Black Wall Street is?
Right.
But go ahead.
They don't know what Black, right, exactly. They're uninformed. That's the thing. And then nobody is sharing knowledge. They're holding it for themselves, and they're walking past, you know, I see all kinds of different things from day to day, and I'm just in my perpetual thoughts at that moment going, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not
mm-hmm.
judging anything. I'm just looking at different things and different scenarios and different topics, and because I wonder, what am I going to talk about next? And then I never talk about what I think I'm going to talk about, but, you know.
Right.
So... In this situation, I remember this saying, do what others won't do so you can have what others won't have later on.
Mm, mm, mm,
a lot of people are not, you know, saving money. A lot of people are not trying to band together to do what they need to do. A lot of people are not trying to reconcile their relationship.
Well, because of that mistrust. Because of that mistrust,
right.
Do you know that a lot of people, they want to. And they want to believe that they're not going to be put in bondage. They want to believe that they're not going to be taken advantage of. They want to believe that they're not going to be mistreated. They want to believe that they can acquire their dreams. They can acquire this goal. Some people don't even have a goal that amounts to something unseeable. Like, for example, you have a mother out here right now, and her immediate goal is getting a job. Can I just
right.
have a job? I want to be able to pay bills. She's not even thinking about clothes, shoes, nothing. Is she trying to pay
right.
bills?
Yeah.
And right, that is an immediate goal. Where are we in the community that we are not showing up to create the jobs? So if I drop the ball, you know, I worked on what we do, and you and I have collectively worked on and sacrificed what we do with New Way Solutions and everything else. And we have seen the turmoil. We have done everything to the magnitude that we keep our responsibility and meet payroll and don't even have 2 cents left afterward. But nobody can say that we ain't paying.
Right.
No one can say that they did not get paid. Now, people who are close to us, which is very few guys, we only have a few people in our camp that know us and know internally. Now, you go outside yeah. of that camp, people would see what they see, But we don't let everybody in our business. That's another thing. Don't stop telling everybody your business all over the place.
Right.
You should only have your hand, Bob, you should be able to count your confidants on one hand. If you have more than five confidants, you got too many. Mm-hmm. You can have comrades now. You can have, you know, people you have camaraderie with and comrades. You know, these are your soldiers. They walk with you. They move with you. But that's fine. You can have, but confidants, no. You shouldn't have more than, to me, I don't have more than five confidants. And I've moved in such a way that my confidants, and I've only spoke to one person in these couple of years that I've been able to give 100% confidence and confident for confidential stuff too. You understand what I'm saying? And so, yeah, be very, very selective and careful about that. But back to what mm-hmm. Monica was just sharing and that information and people not getting that information and not knowing. And the reason why I asked Queen, how did she come across that information is there's so much information out here.
Right.
It's what we want to see. The mm-hmm. information is out here. We know that there's there's something going on in the economy. There's something happening supernaturally in the economy. There's a lot going on in the economy, but we're also exempt. People go, well, what world are you living in that you feel like you exempt? If you alive and you up and you breathing, then you exempt from BS. It depends on what you want to open yourself up to. And I'm going to tell you some truth. The reason why I say you exempt, because just try to emphasize here for a minute. Do you know when the asteroid set to run across the Earth?
Mm.
If you know that,
I saw the falling star the other night.
Looky here. If you know that, then you're exempt. If you don't know that, then you're exempt too, because your thoughts and your focus is on what you set your mind to. So if you don't open up your eyes to see right what's in front of you, then why would you see what's on the side of you? You understand what I'm saying? Yes, everything is possible. I know that, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. I know people are dying and getting shot. Yeah, we want to be aware of it, but we can't be consumed by it. We want to be aware, and we want to get into a position where we can make a difference, but we make a difference one person at a time. You know, we have to clean up our own houses. We have to clean up our own situations in order to be of influence. If we look at what's happening in the world today, people that have a surmountable amount of influence, they're being picked and pulled apart. Picked and pulled apart. And I know no one has really talked about it. I think that Claretta Scott King did an amazing job at preserving her husband's legacy and his reputation and his purpose. That was the first thing she did, was protect his purpose. She refused to let the world, the media, or anybody else come in and talk about her husband in them hoes.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do it. She didn't do it. She said, refuse. And when they came to her with it, if you got anybody saw the documentary, when the dude thought he was stripping her up in the interview, and he presented the question to her in some photos, she looked at him and disregarded him like he was a cockroach. She changed the subject on him so quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what you call class and poise. And she didn't let them exploit her or her husband. She fought to keep that stuff sealed. And she let the world know, yeah, okay, so since we're talking about it, yeah, I knew about it, but that's not what we're going to focus on. That's my own personal business. That was between me and my husband. Let's get back to the issue at hand. And even in his death, she absolutely made sure that she was going to fight to the end, and how she represented not just her husband, but herself. She took personal responsibility. The reason why I'm sharing that and I'm leading into to what we're talking about and taking responsibility and awareness and knowing that we are exempt. We're exempt for ourselves. It depends on what we allow ourselves to get consumed with. Life is going to bring changes. We don't have control over that. There's going to be disappointment. There's going to be crisis. There's going to be trauma. There's going to be all of that. But why should we be consumed with that as opposed to being consumed with who we are? The Bible even tells us to seek after God, to seek him, to seek the things of the kingdom. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We can't go and pursue. Why would we go and pursue bull? You understand, like a fly. Why would we pursue that? Why would we subject ourselves to pursuing shit? Let's say that. You understand, or doo-doo, you, if you guys, for those who are sensitive to the words, poop, how about that? Why would we pursue things that have nothing to do with what we're going, what we're doing? Why would we want to be consumed with that as opposed to where it is we got to be going at? And that's because the influence and the apathy and distrust, and then I call it spiritual laziness. Spiritual laziness is real. Now, this is not for people who are dealing with depression and different types of mental diagnosis or an emotional diagnosis. I've personally experienced people who are diagnosed who come out and find deliverance as well. But let's talk about people who just want to stay stuck. Don't mind being stuck. It's easier being stuck. It's easier to not have to do the work. It's easier not to show up. It's easier. You understand? In my own eating habits, and I'm learning new eating habits, Queen is on me all the time because, you know, we people, we like to eat. We eat real food too, guys. We eat real food. Real food. And when I have to think about living and my responsibility to the community, no, I can't snack all day long. I have to lose weight and be healthy. That's my responsibility.
Right.
I have to be responsible in that. I have to drink that smoothie for breakfast in the morning. I have to keep my health up to par. I got to go to the dentist. You know, I have to see the doctor. Those things are my responsibilities. You understand? And look, don't be dismayed just because you don't have health insurance or dental insurance or things of that nature. You have to trust that the resources are available for you to get a situation done. That's where I come from. If something needs to be done, guess what? It's going to get done. It's going to get done. And if you're resourced or you're linked with a group of people that aren't moving in that direction, you need to find those that resource in those group of people. If you're not moving with the group of people that inspire you to be at your best every day and be your best every day, then you need to move on. You got to move on. You got to move on. You got to move on. And don't pick anyone apart. Don't allow anyone to pick you apart. Yeah, Queen, what was you saying?
I was just saying, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. You know, that's just so important. It's just so important. We have had many situations and, you know, we've had many people want to invest and partner with us, but we move so strategically and carefully because we've been traumatized. So I'm not saying that we don't understand that. Am I right, Queen?
Indeed. Yes.
We've been traumatized, and I'm not saying we're exempt. I'm not saying everything is perfect and this is the Cosby land or the Brady Bunch land and all that kind of good stuff. But what I am saying is you pick yourself up and you keep going.
And you keep going.
You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. You don't let anything get in your way. And when you find yourself where you're not able to surround yourself with the people and the support system that you have, you need to step back, take a review. Step back and take a review because this life is already too hard. It's too hard and complicated to try to do it without support. Don't get yourself up and caught up in the religious support and a whole bunch of religious leaders and who don't know what the heck they're doing or where they're going and all that kind of good stuff. You understand? I'm talking about motivation that's real, that's absolutely real, and support that's real, that's inspiring, that you just can't wait to start seeing yourself. You should be around people that inspire you to look in the mirror every single day, and when you look at yourself, you just fall more and more in love with yourself and your purpose and God at the same time. You just can't wait. You can't wait to get up in the morning and say, oh, my goodness, God, how you doing? What you got for me today? What you doing today? That's what it should be. You could be, look, you may not even have no money or anything like that. Look, you may not have no nails on, ain't got no eyebrows or no lashes or anything on, but you should be around people that inspire you to go, hey, I look good. I know I look good. I am good, and I could do this. I got this. And when you get stuck, you could call those people and say, hey, I got stuck on this business preparedness. I got stuck on this class. I got stuck on this enrollment. They're going to walk you through the process. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. You understand? So, yeah, that's what it is. And that's all we got for today. I wanted to, you know, invite everyone not just to listen, but stay tuned and be prepared with us as we get prepared for the future outbreak on how we're coming to you. And those things will change. Right now, Blog Talk Radio is our home. This is where we can come and have those conversations. Queen is going to be coming to you with her health, support resources, CMOS. Things that really, really work in the body to give you energy. If you guys hear it, I got so much energy as a grandmother, you know, and I work. We work. We do a lot. We really do a lot. And so, you know, just so that you know that there are some resources and there's things that you can do to help with depression, your health, your energy level, how you're inspired and motivated. Let's keep the momentum, guys. Let's keep it going. We love you. Thank you for joining us on today, and we will see you on next week. Okay. Bye-bye.
True story. No glory. Let's go.
Yeah, the old me used to love a Gemini. Like a... every night. A lot of two-faced people show me both sides. So I figured out I gotta be my own type. They used to say to get a man.